ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jesse the Prentice. Thank you for tuning in to Faith the Facts. I want to talk about my favorite person in life. No, it's not Kathy. She's close. But it's not. It's about our God, our Lord Jesus Christ, this wonderful person who created us. How great God is. I got a scripture for you. Isaiah 40, verse 28. Hast thou not known? Hast thou not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary? There's no searching of his understanding. My God, that's a powerful, powerful verse. And that was in the Old Testament. Look what he says in the book of Psalms. He healeth the broken heart and bindeth up their wounds. He telleth the number of the stars. He calleth them all by their name. My God, great is our Lord, and of great power his understanding is infinite. That's Psalms 147, verses 3 to 5. You know how many stars we got? And everyone's got a name. How many galaxies we got? God, Lord. How many planets? They said we have trillions of galaxies. Now think about that, and there's billions and trillions of stars in all these galaxies. And God named every one of them. Ooh, I had a hard time picking out a name for my daughter, Jody. And only have one daughter and one granddaughter. And God in his, what's the word? It's beyond smart, beyond intellect. It's just, that's the God we serve. Are you as excited about God as I am? Do you get up every morning and go, you know, hello, Jesus. Hi, Jesse. I have a morning devotion every morning. It's just such a blessing of God to come into his presence. I come before him. I said, I reverence your holy name. I reverence your will. I reverence you. Oh, man, it's just such a blessing of God to be able to talk to this God without an appointment. Isn't that something? And you don't get no higher than God Almighty. Oh, Lord, I just enjoy doing his will. What is his will? Go in the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Let people see who this God is, not religion. Religion is a theological wilderness. It's a garden of weeds. People have been fighting over religion from the day Satan introduced it. And let me tell you something. Jesus didn't come to create Christianity. He came that you might know the Father. But by using the word Christianity, they called us Christians. Because his name, Christ, that's not his last name. That's the anointed one in his anointing. So think about that. What a blessing of God to talk about how great God is. When you give a testimony about what God's done for you, I mean, I'm going to tell you something. God hears every word. Angels hear when you say the name of Jesus. I mean, you don't realize that you're not just talking to the person or group that you're talking to when you're talking about a testimony. The whole planet heaven. I call it a planet because I've been there. Peace. I don't believe it. It don't make no difference. It's still the truth. It's listening. This wonderful God. Think about these stars. Flung them with his hands. They just found a star that's 6 billion times bigger than our sun. One. It would fill up the whole solar system and beyond if it was here. And he did this. My God, and you worried about your bills? You worried about sickness and disease? When he took your infirmity and bore your sickness and by his stripes, you were not, I don't know, maybe so. No, you were healed. Look at the answer like you're looking at the sickness. And the sickness will disappear and the answer will come forth. I tried that. Don't get nothing done. I'm not trying to do this faith to facts. I'm doing it. I got to read this scripture again. Isaiah 40, verse 28. Hast thou not known? Hast thou not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary? There's no searching of his understanding. See, I try to come up with a word. You just can't get there because he's so magnificent, so big. You know, and he don't live in the universe. The universe lives in him. Everything created. God, meet him today. How do you do that? Say, Lord Jesus, forgive me of my sin. That's so simple. And if you say it with your heart and confess it with your mouth, you're born again. Faith that fact, then every day of your life will be a day with a God that's so wonderful. I hope you enjoyed Faith the Facts today. Remember, he's great and he created you. God bless you. Bye-bye.